Blog Talk Radio.
People, it feels so good to be back with all of your nice faces. I wish I could see all of you. Then again, I probably don't wish I could see all of you, but who cares? Anyway, welcome to week two of Smart Mark Radio, a.k.a. The Smarts List. I am your host, Chris S. Fleming, a.k.a. The Man, a.k.a. Mr. Amazing, a.k.a. I am the best at everything that I can do and say. And why? Because simply for the same reasons that all of you smart marks complain. Simply because I can be. So anyway, did anybody see Raw this week? I'm sure a lot of you saw this week. I mean, I didn't exactly watch the whole episode, you know, because I'm busy with, work and things like that. But I have managed to get some of it out of the way before I went on the air tonight. But anyway, so let's get on to business. We got any more John Cena complainers out there? Any? Are you guys listening? You guys listening to me? You love me? Oh, I heard you guys love me. Oh, that is so sweet of you guys. I love you guys, too. As a matter of fact, I will personally pay for each and every last one of you. Okay, maybe not because I'm not that rich. But if I could, I would probably personally pay for each and every last one of you to come down here and say what you want to say to me, to my face, because 92% of you will not say it to my face. You know why? Because you won't say it to John Cena's face. You won't say it to anybody's face in the flesh. But hang on. Let me take a sip of my Pepsi. Ooh, that's good. Smart Mark Radio Week 2. Can you believe it? They invited me back for a second week. This is awesome. This is some of the best stuff ever. I had so much fun on the show last week that I thought I would come back and do, I don't know, whatever I want. And I did get the okay, like I said last week, from my original boss. I can't swear. So, fuck, I can say whatever the fuck I want. Fuck you, Smart Mark. Fuck you, Internet Wrestling Community. Fuck you, who cares who you are? You're irrelevant. Anyway. Latest news. Let's see. What can I find? Let me run to a wrestling website so I can let you guys know some of the craziest things that I hear about people, the craziest rumors, the craziest Smart Mark bullshit. Apparently this on the internet. Oh, you see, we got a picture of CM Punk right here. It says CM Punk can't do any wrong in the eyes of the IWC because CM Punk is God. His word is gospel. Anything he says is always right. He can always wrestle, even if he has two moves, he can still wrestle. Okay, dumbasses. Let's see what we have. And by dumbasses, I mean the IWC. Not my smart listeners. Not my real smart listeners. You guys know who you are. What do we have here? What's the latest bullshit? Dusty Rhodes reportedly received some backstage heat from Stephanie McMahon because of how their in-ring segment went. Let's see, how do you think that went, if that's true, which I doubt it is? Stephanie, I wanted to say I'm sorry for what I said in the ring.
Cody, you are in so much trouble. You are buried. You hear me? You're buried. We're gonna punish you. We're gonna punish you. Ask my husband, Triple H, right here.
Sorry, kid. We're not gonna push you. You know why? You have to kiss my ass first. You know, just like you have to kiss my father-in-law's ass, you gotta kiss my ass. You know why? Because I'm the owner, and it's what's best for business. You know what I mean? I'm the game. I'm the CEO. I'm the cerebral assassin. I am Triple H, the King of Kings. And, you will not cross me. If you want to get anywhere in this company, you gotta kiss my ass. Not kick my ass. Kiss my ass. You understand? Now get on your knees and kiss my ass, and I will give you the biggest push ever. Hell, I will even make you the next John Cena. Yeah, because, yeah, John Cena, he's a pretty good ass kisser, you know what I mean? Says the IWC, but then again, they don't know shit.
Oh, anyway, sorry, I'm going to lose my breath on that one. What else we got here? There are talks that WWE is planning to separate Antonio Cesaro and Jack Swagger soon. I am the all-American Jack Swagger. And I am a real American Antonio Cesaro.
Guys, I hate to tell you this, but we're going to split you up. Because, well, I don't know. You guys are too flashy. You can wrestle too good. We need people who don't look like wrestlers. We need people who cares? Anyway, what else we got here?
There are talks that WWE could possibly break Drew McIntyre away from 3MB. Drew McIntyre, broken away from 3MB. Let me tell you something about Drew McIntyre, IWC. You guys may think he's a good wrestler, but the truth is, like I said last week, he's got the charisma. Let me repeat, the charisma, if you can't understand that, because you're too stupid to understand my words. Drew McIntyre has the charisma of a dead bird. Do you hear me? Let me repeat that. A dead bird, which means the fans are not emotionally invested into him. There are more fans that are more invested, emotionally invested into Santino Marella than Drew McIntyre. And that goes the same thing for all of 3MB. That includes Heath Slater. Heath Slater or would you buy a Santino Marella DVD? WWE is thinking about making one.
That is bullshit. That sounds so much further from the truth. As I'm reading the comments right here, I see my buddy and great wrestler and great veteran friend Quan Chang, and who is a good mentor to me as a wrestling fan personally, say they might as well make a Hornswoggle DVD. Do you see how silly that sounds? You guys actually believe that they're going to make a Santino Marella DVD. No disrespect to Santino Marella, because he is awesome. I love him. He's entertaining. He is a barrel of laughs. But he is far, far, far away from DVD level. Okay? Do you hear me? He's not exactly somebody that is actually relevant enough to document, like CM Punk or, yeah, I'm about to say it, so get over it, John Cena or Triple H or Randy Orton, any one of those big stars. Those guys are more over than he is, okay? But Santino Marella does draw a decent amount of people, and there are a decent amount of people in that arena that will pay to see him. So anyway, like I was saying, what else is on here? Hulk Hogan is officially a free agent from wrestling right now.
Well, what you gonna do, brother? What am I gonna do? First, I'm gonna go make another sex tape, and then I'm gonna get another reality show that's gonna fail tremendously. And what else, brother, what am I going to do, brother? What am I going to do? It's not about what are you going to do. What am I going to do now that I have completely almost ruined my legacy? I have completely embarrassed professional wrestling. But the silly thing is, the smart marks still like to suck my cock. My big, muscle-bound, tan, veiny, old, 60-plus-year-old man dick. Yes. Yes, it's true, brothers. Yes, it's true. While a lot of you may have respect for me, and Chris, he had a total amount of respect for me, too.
Yes, I do, and I was Hulk Hogan. But, I'm sorry, Hogan. On some real shit, let me put the humor aside for a second, brother. You have embarrassed me on more than one occasion, dude. I really hate to say it. You are a legend in this business. You are one of the main people that I always heard about when I was a kid. It was one of the top names in professional wrestling. What are you doing? I mean, what are you doing? It's like, what did Good Mike Work say about you a long time ago? By the way, hey, Good Mike Work, how you doing? I hope you're listening, brother. What did he say? You've had hip replacements. You have no hair. You begin and end every sentence with the word brother. And these are his exact words. You are a fucking idiot. And I don't know. Hulk Hogan, I will always love and respect you, dude, but I really wish I'm not mad, man. I'm just mad at what the fuck up you've become. That's the problem. I don't know what to say. Anyway, what else we got on this page? Since WWE spent an entire 5 minutes building up the Intercontinental Championship program, I am beyond excited about Curtis Axel and R-Truth wrestling one another at Battleground. Cricket, 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 cricket. Good luck to both of them, anyway. This is funny. WWE is still hoping to make the Ultimate Warrior the centerpiece of the 2014 Hall of Fame class. 9 times out of 10, that is not true. Ultimate Warrior, you've lost your mind too, brother. I'm sorry, man. I can't really do anything to help you. I mean, you two are a giant part of the success of professional wrestling, and I cannot even express how disappointed you've become to a lot of people. You remember the time back at WrestleMania 12 in 96 when you didn't want to go out and work your match because you wanted more money. So unless Vince gave you more money, you held him up. Now, Vince, he's not exactly, the smartest person in the world. Well, actually, yes, he's a smart person. But what I'm saying is, I'm not saying everything that Vince McMahon does is right, okay? But at the same time, not everything he does is wrong either. He is a businessman. He knows how to run his business. He knows what it takes to keep his business on top. And you just don't do something like that. At least I wouldn't. I mean, even if I couldn't stand Vince, you can't keep those people waiting. As much as I can't stand a lot of wrestling fans nowadays, there are still some out there that love you and have respect for the business and don't try to act like know-it-all that will pay to see you. And you're disappointing them. Now, you can't do that. Those people are who pay to see you. Those are the real. Not the smart marks. Forget the smart marks. Fuck no. I'm talking about the real fans. You let them down. Those are the ones that matter. That's all I got to say about that. What else we have here? Oh, let's leave this page for a little while. Let's go to the IWC Logic page. And by the way, that's IWC Logic, Logic. Like it on Facebook if you want to see some really, really, really crazy shit from the IWC. Let's head to that page right now. Man. You guys still with me? Is everybody out there still with me? Make some noise. Who cares? I can't hear you. Anyway. Sorry, taking a drink. What do we have here? With all of the IWC whining about Los Matadores being Puerto Rican, playing Spanish Mexican gimmicks, they conveniently forget that WWE had someone playing a Japanese sumo, Yokozuna, a Canadian from Brunswick playing a Frenchman, that's René Dupré, and an Italian American playing an Arab, that's Muhammad Hassan. Who remembers Muhammad Hassan? Nobody? Okay, anyway. Hypocrisy to its finest right there. Can you guys see how stupid you guys sound right there? You guys are complaining about nothing
It's like you guys are complaining. You guys might as well complain about yourselves. That's what you guys should be complaining about. Guys. Like, you guys are supposed to be smart. You guys are hypocrites. Like, I thought you guys were supposed to be the... Your words are gospel, right? My word don't mean shit, right? Because, hey, I'm a John Cena ass kisser. I'm a John Cena dick rider. I will always defend and support the WWE. They can do no wrong in my eyes. But yet, you guys are right at everything. Because, like I said, your word is gospel. Here's a big pipe bomb right here. You guys are some of the biggest... One-sided, two-sided, one-sided again, up, down, left, right, north, south, east, west, spaceship, rocket ship, pirate ship, two-faced hypocrites on the face of this earth. I mean, not even Snooki, and Snooki is one stupid bitch, all right? Not even Snooki is that stupid, all right? Okay? Not even that is sad right there, and I can't even stand Snooki. All right, I hate her. She can go get hit by a bus, but not even she is that stupid. So, pipe bomb right there. I think. Who cares? My whole life is a pipe bomb. I know I offend some people. I know some of you listen to me on Facebook, and I say some things. And I want to assure every last one of you, I am not an angry. Okay, it's just people. People, people, people. Wrestling fans are just like regular people. A lot of people today are hypocrites. They don't back up anything. And then they don't back up anything with any sort of facts or rational logic. And then they want to say, you have to respect my opinion. It's just my opinion. I'm just expressing it. Let me tell you something, all right? Shut the fuck up with that, all right? I understand that it's your opinion. I truly understand that it's your opinion. But all I say is be cynical with your argument. That means you can't be biased. You got to think about what you're saying before you say it, which very, very, very few of you smart marks do. And you really have to look at what you are saying. Look at what's coming out of your mouth. Listen to what's coming out of your mouth. Analyze the thoughts in your head. Like I said, think about what you say before you say it. You say John Cena can't wrestle, he only has 5 moves. There have been people that have been way worse than John Cena that you guys praise. Like Bill Goldberg, who was horrible in the ring. You guys praise him and say, oh yeah, yeah. I love Bill Goldberg. He can wrestle. He's awesome. Oh, what about John Cena? No, he can't wrestle. I hate him. He only does 5 moves. Yeah, I'm sorry. He sucks. I liked him better when he was heel. Matter of fact, I think everybody should be heel. Everybody's so much cooler when they're heel. You know, the heels, they're actually, you know, so much better than, you know, the baby faces. The baby faces don't mean shit, man. I mean, I was a little kid, you know, but now that I'm older, you know, and I'm smart enough to know how the business works, I can cheer and boo whoever I want, you know, because I pay my money for my stupid little ticket. And that also means that I can come online and disrespect people involved and act like I know better than they do. So, Hanks, I'm going to blow my nose. I'm sorry, hang on. Oh, sorry, I got a bit of a cold. Anyway, I don't have to respect anybody that doesn't agree with me or has a better opinion than me. And deep down, it pisses me off because I know they have a better opinion than me, and my opinion makes more sense. And when I kind of win the argument on fact and logic, I call them names, and I curse at them, and I fuck with them, and I talk shit to them, and I, they are the biggest piece of shit in the world to me. Yeah, I'm sorry. Hang on. I'm sorry, I gotta blow my nose again.
Mark! Grandma, here to see you! She wants you to try on your new teddy bear pajamas!
Mom! You're embarrassing me. I'm sorry. Tell her to come up there later.
Mark! You want her to come up here right now?
Okay, Mom, I'll be there. Just hang on.
Yeah, you guys get my point, right? A bunch of fat losers. Brainless idiots that probably couldn't even get laid by the ugliest girl in the world are sitting here passing judgment on a business that I have loved since I was in diapers. I mean, there was a time where I used to be little, I thought I knew everything about the business, but that was before I met guys like Quan Chang and Brian Renda. Yes, I'm giving you guys a shout out. And, you know, and all the guys that I hung with back in Buffalo, the wrestlers, Mikey Every Night. That's before I met all of them, and they actually, you know, gave me more of an education and good mic work. Thank you very much. Yes, you too, man. You played a big part. And giving me an education on how the business really works and give me a really in-depth look. So now I understand it so much better, and I can't thank those people more for opening up my eyes. Because, God, I'm so glad. Even when I was like that, I was not as bad as most of you, all right? Because I still had a ton of respect and love for John Cena. That's the difference. That's the difference between me and a lot of you, okay? The difference is I still love John Cena. I had John Cena t-shirts. I had John Cena hats. Sure, I thought he was overused. Sure, I thought he was being pushed too much. Sure, I thought at some point maybe I thought he was being shoved down our throat. But I never, ever once hated John Cena. I never hated John Cena. I love John Cena to death. I will say that till I'm blue in the face. Brother, I love you. You are the most passionate wrestler I have ever seen in a long time. God bless you. I hope we see you for 10 more years, and I also hope we see you for 10 more years just so you can pick up a smart mark. Ha. Anyway. Boy, what do we have on this page? I haven't covered too much. Let's see what else we got. How many more minutes I got? We'll knock it out. Cram some more comedy in there for y'all. Want to give a congratulations to Trish Stratus and her husband Ron on the birth of their baby Maximus. Is a great news to hear that you got that Trish is a mom now, and I'm sure she's wanted to be a mother for a long time. And Trish, I'm sure, is one of the sweetest people in the world. I had the pleasure of watching her perform back in 2005 at a house show in Hawaii when she wrestled Victoria. Some of you may know her as Tara in TNA, but I have the honor and blessing and the blessed opportunity to see her wrestle, and she is phenomenal. She really is. She's amazing. So I have nothing but love for her, and I'm glad she's a Hall of Famer. You know, she will always be one of the greatest divas of all time, in my opinion. Congratulations, Trish, on the birth of your baby boy. I know you're going to make a great mom. Raise that child well. This is a messed up world. You know, raise that child in the best way you can. Raise them to be smart, raise them to think before they act, and raise them to do what they want to do. Go above the crowd. Rise above the influence. I cannot stress that enough. To me, that is very important. I take a lot of pride in rising above the influence, in case a lot of you have not noticed. I take a very huge amount of pride in that. So congratulations, Trish. Congratulations, Ron. I wish both of you the best in being parents. God bless you. Have a great parenthood. Okay, back to IWC, you moron. According to the IWC, this glass is half empty and needs to turn heel. Cricket, 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 cricket. Anyway. So, you hate on John Cena because he apparently always wins? Tell me how much you hated Stone Cold Steve Austin between 1998 and 2001. Yeah, IWC, explain that to me. Dumbasses. Explain that. Explain that to me. You can't understand proper English? You can't understand a smart person's language? Let me speak like you guys. Okay. Explain to me. Explain. Hang on. Oh, man. Explain to me. Explain to me. No. Explain to me. You hated Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock in 1998 through 2001 because
they didn't always lose. They were built up pretty much the same way Cena is built up nowadays. Hypocrites. Can you understand me now?
You understand me now? No, this sounds more like y'all. Anyway, let's go back to, what else we have here? Well, I gotta read this. I definitely have to read this. Okay, this long. Anyway. God, what an idiot. I'm just going through stuff here. Oh, here's what I want to read. Here's a good one.
So, you call for the Attitude Era to return, then complain when I do something distasteful. And it also has a comment with a picture of CM Punk that says, "Hey, you, shut the fuck up." Ha 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 ha. Pipe bomb from CM Punk. Probably wasn't his exact words, but it's still a pipe bomb simply because it has his picture. Because CM Punk hates the IWC. He hates the IWC. He doesn't love any of y'all. Even though some of y'all loved him, if you guys went up to him talking, excuse me, like you knew everything, he would look at you stupid and probably tell you to shut the fuck up. And I'm pretty sure he would not hesitate to tell you to shut the fuck up. Because he's that type of person. I'm sure he would not hesitate to speak his mind just like he does on television. What else? Joel Gaylor, I wrote to WWE and voiced my concern, and they haven't wrote back. I got very personal. What management and ownership of WWE are doing is wrong. The way they are treating their employees and talent and former employees and talent, what happened to be a star campaign, they are violating it. They could lose shares, money, and sponsorship. Fans, viewers, whether this is a storyline or real, is across the line. Enough is enough. And he is a recipient of the IWC Dumbass of the Day Award, courtesy of Quan Chang. Oh, boy. I'm not even going to waste my time trying to explain this because it's just going to go in one ear and come out of the other. Yeah, man. What else? Oh, here's some more hypocrisy right here. And yet you guys are still angry, I bet. So Warden is healed. Cena is gone. Brian and Punk are top guys. Oh my God. I have everything I wanted. Yes, you do. And yet you're still complaining like little bitches. You're still complaining like little ass pencil neck pussies. It's typical IWC to do something like this. If you cannot satisfy a smart mark, okay? It's typical behavior of a smart mark to never fucking be happy, okay? I'm gonna tell you all that right now is seriously typical behavior of a smart mark to not ever fucking be happy. Do you guys understand that? Do you guys understand that? Does anybody understand that? Anybody? I'll take that as a yes because you're not saying shit. Anyway. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Sorry. Can't hear you. But I'm sure there are some of you saying yes and some of you that are probably telling me to shut the fuck up and some of you probably saying, "Oh, Chris, he doesn't know anything. Who does this guy think he is? He thinks he knows everything. I'm going to write to him. I'm going to tell him to shut the fuck up. He doesn't know anything about the WWE. The WWE holds people back. Blah, 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 blah." Okay. I'll tell you what, brothers. I'm going to plug myself in right now. If you would like to send me some questions or anything that I would like to talk that you want me to talk about on this show, you can Facebook it to me at Chris Fleming. That's Chris Fleming on Facebook. CHRISTOPHER. And I will also give you my email address, thepunisher19996@aim.com. Once again, that's thepunisher19996@aim.com. That's like the Punisher, the superhero, the Marvel superhero. You get it? You get it? Okay, good. And with that being said, I'm about to wrap this one up. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I love all y'all from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate all my listeners.
I'm about to head up out of here and go listen to my Justin Timberlake CD. Peace. Love y'all. Out.